After a short pause, John said, "I know he meant no harm, but I'm proud of that horse, and I hate to think his life may be thrown away like this. But I'll give the boy a kind word tomorrow, if Beauty is better." I heard no more of this conversation, as the medicine did well, and sent me to sleep, and in the morning I felt much better. Joe learned quickly after this, and was so careful that John began to give him many things to do. One day, John was out, and the master wanted a letter taken immediately to a gentleman's house about 5 kilometres away. He told Joe to saddle me and take it. The letter was delivered, and we were returning through a field where we saw a cart full of bricks. They were so heavy that the wheels of the cart were half buried in the soft ground, and the horses could not move the cart at all. The man leading the horses was shouting and whipping them without stopping.
"Don't whip the horses like that," Joe shouted at him. "The wheels are half buried and won't move. I'll help you take some bricks out to make the cart lighter."
"Mind your own business," said the man angrily. He was in a terrible temper, and more than half drunk.